Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Yud, 110. In the previous song, the singer feels terribly tormented and prays to Hashem to take care of him. And he says, Va'ani Sfila, I am a prayer. I daven so much it identifies who I am. We continue talking about the concept of tefillah as an intertwining oneself with Hashem. Tefillah is a relationship between us and Hashem. And sometimes we're so busy communicating with Hashem, sharing our feelings and our needs, that we don't hear Hashem answering us and talking to us as well. This song is Hashem's side of Va'ani Sfila. It's written as if it's a prophecy to direct us clearly to listen to Hashem's love, support, and words of salvation that he's providing us. The song is introduced as a Ne'um Hashem, the word of Hashem. This concept, the phrase Ne'um Hashem, is found frequently in Nevi'im Acharonim, in the prophets, but this is the only place it's found in Tehillim. Chazal tell us that David writes this song as if he is hearing the prophecy of encouragement that Hashem gave to our father Avraham, to Avram Avinu. And through Avram's story, David is inspired by this prophecy about his own struggles with Shaul. And as we say this beautiful perek, we need to be inspired to listen to the message of encouragement that Hashem is sending to us as well. Let's begin with a quick review of the story of Avraham that inspired the song. There was a world war, the First World War. It was five kings versus four kings, in which Avram's nephew Lot was captured by the four kings. So in order to release Lot, Avraham fought with the five kings and miraculously won, even though he had an army of only 318 men. And I am not doing justice to the story, but just giving a little taste of it so we can figure out how it's integrated into the psukim. After Avram's victory, Malkitzedek Melech Shalem, Malkitzedek, who we know to be Shem, the son of Noach, he was the king of Shalem, which later became Yerushalayim, comes and gives over to Avraham the role of kahuna, of being the leader of Yerushalayim. He gives over that role to Avram's descendants. And we will see this story integrated in the song. Let's begin. Pasuk Aleph, LeDavid Mizmor, Ne'um Hashem. David is inspired to sing this song, and it's as if he sees it so clearly that it's a prophecy from God. LaDoni, this prophecy is for my master. Who's David's master in this case? David is talking about the master, the human master of the world, Avraham. Why is he considered the master? Because he taught the world about Hashem, about God. And therefore, Avram became the world's teacher and the world's master. And what is this Ne'um, the words that he hears Hashem saying to Avraham? Shave li mini ad ashis oivecha hadom raglecha. Hashem says to Avram, sit on my right side until I make your enemies your footstool, until you are elevated above all your enemies and you have conquered them. Now, you can compare this pasuk of sit to my right side to the last pasuk in Kuf Tes that we just did in Perek 109, where we say, Ki yamod li min evyon lo shia. We say Hashem stands at the right of the poor, the desolate person, the destitute person, to save him. Here Hashem is saying to us, stay on my right side. And we'll see the significance to this as we continue. But the right side represents compassion. We need to feel Hashem's compassion. Hashem's saying to Avram, to all of us, feel my compassion. But the right side also represents the idea of being the right-hand man, ready to do what Hashem wants him to do. That's the person who stands at the right of the leader, of the ruler, of God. The Gemara in 108b, in Sanhedrin 108b, relates the following story of Avraham and the battle that he fought. After the victory, Shem, the son of Noach, which we just said was Malkitzedek, the king of Sholem, comes to Avram's servant Eliezer and says, "Explain to me, how did Avram defeat the four kings?" And Eliezer answered, "God brought Avram close to him and sat him on his right side." Basically, Eliezer quoted this pasuk from Tehillim. "And we threw dust at the enemy, and it turned to swords. We threw straw at the enemy, and the straw turned into arrows." And what Rabbi Avigdor Miller explains in this Gemara is that Hashem wanted Avram to make the slightest effort. Take straw, and I'll use that hishtadlus. I'll use that effort, and I'll do the rest of the job. Also, Hashem was saying to Avram, "Sit down on my right side, feel my compassion, and I'll take care of you." And he did. The Radak explains that David also heard this prophecy that Hashem had given to Avraham. And while he was being pursued by Shaul and other enemies, he was hearing Hashem saying, "Sit on my right, feel my compassion, feel my love until I take care of your enemies." This is Va'ani Sfila. We intertwine ourselves with Hashem. And while we're waiting in this process of having our requests granted, we're hearing Hashem saying, "Just sit with me, stay in this embrace." Pasuk Beis, Mate Uzcha Yishlach Hashem Mitzion, the staff of your strength, or the staff that will give you strength, Hashem will send out of Zion. A mate is a support. It's a staff that supports us. Hashem says, "I will support you. I will take care of you." It's interesting that during the war with the four kings, Malkitzedek, who was the ruler, the Kohen of Yerushalayim, came out to Avraham and gave him bread and wine. Basically, he gave him the sustenance that he needed so that he could continue to defeat the enemies. With this support that Hashem shows us, Pasuk Gimel, Amcha nedavos biyom chelecha, your nation volunteered or will volunteer on the day of your recruitment. Meaning, Avram must have been thinking, how am I going to fight the people? Who's going to want to be on my side in my army? And David also was concerned, who's going to be there to help me? Who's going to want to be in my army as we go to fight the war? And Hashem was saying, people will come, and they did come in the time of Avraham, and they did come to be there to help David. But it's not only people, because sometimes we have a mission and we don't necessarily see people there who are jumping on our bandwagon to be part of that mission. The Alshich explains, who is your nation who's going to volunteer to work with you on the day that you're recruiting and looking for help? And the Alshich says it's not actually people. It's the angels that accompany us. And if you remember from Tehillim, Tzadi Aleph, Ki malachav yitzav alach lishmarcha b'chol drachecha, Hashem sends us his angels. Hashem will send us angels that are volunteering to be there to support us on our way. Why will they support you? Because Bahadre Kodesh, Merechem Mishchar, because of your radiant holiness since you were in the womb. Hashem is telling us, you are a special person. You're destined for a holy mission. Avram Avinu, at such a young age, already recognized God. But it's not just about Avram. All of us are on this holy mission, and therefore God has his angels there to support us. And he gives us all kinds of support that we need. Pasuk Dalet, Nishba Hashem, Velo Yinachem, Ata Kohen Le'olam. Hashem promises and will not retract. You are a Kohen forever. Al Divrasi Malkitzedek, with authority greater than Malkitzedek. Let's go back to Avram's story. At the end of the war, Malkitzedek, who was the leader of Yerushalayim at the time, came to Avram and gave over his job of kahuna, of priesthood, to Avram's children forever. Hashem is telling David, you will be king forever, ata kohen leolam. Kahuna is not just referring to literally the people who served in the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, the job of the kohen is the responsibility to lead the world to see God's light and God's law. If you remember, at Har Sinai, Hashem tells us that we are all the Mamleches Kohanim, and that will be forever. So in this embrace of Va'ani Sfilah, Hashem is embracing us and saying, you are my Kohen forever. What a message Hashem is telling us. And now we get to Pasuk Hey. Look carefully at the words. Hashem al yamincha. Hashem is on your right. And he will take care of the enemies and the struggles that you face at the right time. Wait a minute. The seating arrangement has changed. We started off on God's right. And now we were so committed to being God's right-hand man by sitting on his right side that God says to us, now I'm going to be your right-hand man. I will serve you. I will take care of you. And isn't that what the final song of our Pesach Seder is all about? Chad Gadya. There's so many adversaries that try to consume us, that change us, that want to put us down. But ultimately, after everything, Hashem will take care of us. Hashem will defeat our enemies. And now we get to the last pasuk. And you'll recognize this because this and the pasuk before is part of the Av HaRachamim that we say on many Shabbatot. Pasuk Zayin, Minachal Baderech Yishteh, Al Kain Yorim Rosh. From the river along the way he should drink, and therefore he will elevate his head. Now, it's not an easy pasuk to translate from a grammatical standpoint, and therefore it lends itself to many ways of understanding it. I'd like to leave you with one explanation. We believe that Hashem will take care of us, and we believe that there will be a salvation. But it's the derech that's not easy. It's the waiting. It's the process. So Hashem is telling us, Minachal baderech yishteh. He's referring to us in third person in this case, but he meaning you should drink from the rivers that I provide on the way. Sometimes we're so anxious for our tefillah to be answered, and we're so focused on what we want that we only focus on the final result, and we miss out on the rivers that Hashem gives us on the way. The compassion, the support, the spiritual sparks that we feel, the pleasures that we have, and the accomplishments that we are able to achieve. So Hashem is saying, Minachal baderech yishteh. Baderech, on the way, drink from the waters that are in front of you. And al kein yorim rosh. That will give you pride as you wait at God's side for your final salvation. Thank you for learning together at Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.